Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, the sounds of Van Halen. That must mean it's Friday. I wouldn't have known otherwise.
Is it Friday?
Can you believe it?
I've been waiting all week for this.
Have you? I've been, I've just been really enjoying getting up at 4. I just, you know, every day I'm like, oh,
you should try 2:45. It's so much better, Sarah.
I should try that.
Yeah.
I did that one time and I got so much done. I like got my whole life together before, you know. I can't really rally. I give myself
like
a few
military.
Extra minutes.
You do but... more before X amount of hour.
I agree.
More before 4.
I'm a 3-year.
You're a 3-year? Yeah. You're a 3-year.
Uh-huh. Well, you also have an hour plus drive in.
Which is great. It's so
fun. Oh my God, I know.
Time to think
all
about
the fun
stuff?
Things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's good, Vinny.
All the fun things. Mm-hmm.
You get to be one with yourself.
Oh.
Right. Dude, check this out.
Okay.
Not
I'm
to
checking.
Ruin the party. I'm sure we'll party all day, but.
Let's hope so.
The smoke outside is so thick that you cannot see the city from 6th Street.
Dude, it's incredible.
The skyline isn't visible from 6th when you come around that corner. If you don't know, you should see the city glowing from the city lights. And you don't see anything.
I didn't even
it's
notice.
It's blotted out.
Oh, it's so my throat is so ravaged by it too.
I've been getting headaches.
It's awful.
Yikes.
Well, and we're not even in it, you know.
No, we are in it though. So we're not in the fire. That didn't happen. And I said this yesterday. I get it. We're all sort of bitching about the air, and you know, people burn to death. But the air is the worst it's ever been right now.
Like,
and
it's worse here than L.A.
Yeah, it's
and
here.
Bad,
it's not anywhere else. It's somehow it's drifted and sat over Sunnyvale.
Right.
Sunnyvale's apparently, in my mind, as I've driven up and down, it's the worst place.
Really?
It's so bad.
Is it a little pocket where it collects?
I guess it must be sitting
The valley, it just sits there, huh? And Sarah was reporting, news all week long that the breeze is going to come in. It's not.
Yeah.
It's shifted.
It has shifted and is not going.
And
even the rain,
Thursday.
They're like hoping for rain starting on Thursday.
Right. What?
Yeah.
Our rain.
I know.
Has gone out of the forecast.
It's not out. You know, I did. So I looked at it immediately to see what the deal was, and it had shifted back one more day, but then it shows nothing but rain after that. So I'm hoping it'll just. Like, let's get going. Let's get going here. We need the rain. Bad.
Tahoe has snow for 3 days straight, starting Wednesday the 21st.
That's great. Well, let's hope that holds.
It's getting down to 20, 23, 17. Oh, 5 days straight of snow for Tahoe.
Let that continue.
Starting Wednesday the 21st.
God, they need it so bad. Mm. We all do. I mean, that's our water supply when it's not raining.
And our fun.
Yes, and our fun.
Well, I just think of business owners that need that income from people going up there.
They have had a couple hard years up there. And in fact, they withdrew their bid for the Olympics for Winter Olympics. I don't know. You know how they bid like 20 years into the future?
Ahead of time,
they were like, you know what? There's no, we're not even going
to. We're going to have to make that
snow
ourselves.
Yeah, the amount of money that it would cost us to host that is we can't do it. Because they're all struggling up there, so they're all no one's in the mood to make a bid for this great thing.
I'm glad for that. Not that they're struggling, but that they're not pursuing the Olympics with all the facts in their face. That's one of those weird things that countries, you hear the countries that do it. Greece,
like Brazil,
Greece, all these places
do it, but they're going to do it.
That don't have the money, and the people are like, you can't spend money on that, and they do it anyway, and they're building stadiums in the face of poverty.
And now, 3 years later, the stadiums that they built are covered in vines and going back to the earth.
Right, tumbleweeds.
Right.
Yeah, so that's good that they didn't pursue that, knowing the realities we're facing. Good.
Well, I mean, you know, God, I've, I, is the optimist in me. I'm always saying, "Oh, it'll turn around. It'll turn around. Like it'll, we'll get well, into one. We'll get into a wetter trend."
It's a good
we'll,
feeling to say stuff like that,
right?
Well, and we listen. We're supposed to have an El Nino this season, which could mean tons of rain. It might just we might hit that pattern, and get the. And then it'll be the rain, and we'll be like, the rain.
Too much rain. How could it stop raining?
I know. So, I mean, that's just the reality.
We're never happy. We're never happy. Never, ever, ever.
It does ever. Look like we have ever. Good rain out there in the forecast. The percentages aren't 100, but there's rain there.
Right.
For days straight, a week
straight
almost.
There's a weather pattern that looks like it's coming our way.
I'll
that's all right.
It.
All right, listen, I want to say a couple things. Yesterday was Hooman's birthday.
Hooman.
Is your wife coming in today? Because she makes the best biscuit breakfast sandwiches I've ever had.
Hot damn, those things were good.
Weren't they?
Oh,
I'm so glad. Thank you for letting her come in, and I'm glad we got you.
By the way, I have her card right here, dailyprovisions.com.
Ding ding shame.
Daily Provisions. Daily Provisions.
Yeah, so I don't know if she's like a private chef for people with
Founder,
like what is...
catering and events.
Oh, there you go.
Is what the yeah, she's
caterer.
Beautiful.
Oh, we should get her for your wedding.
Erin with two N's, by the way.
Erin?
I invited her to the movie with us and she goes, "I have to sit in the kitchen and prep for your breakfast tomorrow."
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Oh, that's
well,
real.
Okay, you sit there, little lady."
I'm so glad you liked it. Yeah, it was a good day. I took my mom to Cirque du Soleil last night.
Oh, nice.
We went, how did it go?
It's the new show, Volta. It was great. It was really fun. You know,
where
it's an AT&T Park.
Did anybody get electrocuted in Volta?
Nah. No, nothing like that. They had this really cool trampoline thing where these guys were just doing these crazy tricks, flying as high as they could. I was really envious because I used to take trampoline lessons.
Like, you did?
Yeah, I never could get to that level. Those performers, and they were doing these like you know quadruple flips right
you
on
took
that
trampoline lessons.
I did, yeah.
The one at the House place right over here.
Yeah, at House of Air. Yeah, yeah, for exercise. But then out
it
there,
it is good
like,
exercise.
Yeah, and then they were
I just
like,
feel like the spine compression over and over can't be good for you with back problems. You
oh,
know?
For Hooman.
Yeah,
it's actually they. You know, I'm sure it's excellent exercise. I don't know anyone who. Gets out unscathed from a life on a trampoline. Like if you've either rolled your ankle over or you
sure.
you know, crunched and compressed your back or your yeah. bladder does not seem to hold as you're,
your
you know.
Bladder.
That's
you
old people stuff,
little?
Sarah. When we were kids, you just throw yourself into anything and be like, dust off.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You, I yeah. bounced off 40 feet in the air.
What made me stop was if you didn't fall correctly on your back, your neck would constantly snap back.
Oh.
And that was happening too many times for me, and I was like, I'm like, something is going to... Yeah, something
Whiplash.
Is really going to be messed up here if I keep doing this.
Well, and you have some... You got some junk going on, too.
Like, I do.
You got to
yeah.
be careful.
Got a bad back. What can
yeah,
I say?
Jumping on a trampoline doesn't sound ideal.
But as soon as the show was over, I slept for like 5 hours.
So you took a nice nap, and then you went and saw Volta, and...
Yeah.
Lots of trampoline stuff. That's
exactly.
Fun.
It's funny. My mom is so funny. Like, as soon as we get there, she goes, I'm just so worried. Are you getting enough sleep? We should go. We should just go before it starts. I'm like, no, mom.
What?
She always
before
does
it
that.
Starts?
She's
yeah.
so concerned about her
She's
blue
so
boy.
Concerned all the time. I'm
it's
like,
nice.
Mom,
nice. 44 years old, and you
just
tell your mom he's so concerned about you.
It's fine. We'll get through the let's get through the first half.
That's mom see. Stuff, buddy. Yeah. That'll never change.
Right, nice.
I'm
that's
sure Sarah's even doing it.
Lucky.
To, well, maybe not Sarah. My mom does it still to this day, though, too.
Oh, she does?
Oh, my God. If she's over and I walk downstairs like I'm looking for... What are you looking for, honey? Can I help you? Damn it. No, I got it.
But let her mother
I know
you a
she can't help it, and it's her way.
Yeah.
It is a weird thing, you know? You mother somebody for... Oh, and then they start to give a serious pushback, and you're like... But that's what I see my role with you as, and I know it's hard. I know my mom and I fall back right into our old patterns every single. I just feel like a kid, and
I don't push back, but I'm like, you don't live here. Why would you know where the thing I'm looking for is?
And yeah. then she comes back and
but
says,
I could help.
No, she comes back and says, all right, listen, I know what you're looking for. The guitar pick you lost 2 years ago. I found
got it.
Got
it right here.
Here you go.
Pulls it out
you're
of her
welcome.
Bra.
You're welcome.
Call me if you need anything else.
So yesterday was Hooman's birthday.
Yes.
And one of the things that was gifted to him, Yuzette had been in contact with some people from Shutterfly. Ding, ding, shame.
Yeah, right.
And the station's work with
Chelsea is the gal's name.
And she's actually going to come by today.
She's coming by today.
So Chelsea went a little bit overboard.
I was like, oh my. She goes, I can't. I went crazy. I'm sorry. I went crazy.
So Yuzi had given her a couple of photos or, you know, whatever to make.
I just gave her ideas. I go, sure. You do you. Whatever you say.
Make some
fine.
Mugs, yeah. You know. So it turns out that those mugs were in a giant box that contained many, many other things.
Yes.
And so
is that it behind you?
It is.
I do
and
see
I am
going to
show you.
Logo.
I'm going to show you some stuff. So first of all, this is for your daughter. It's just a little like coin purse with Isla written on it.
Oh.
We each get a. And these are also for Isla. These are puzzles. You know, they'll make you photo puzzles.
Hold them up to the cameras.
Oh, all right. Yeah, here I'll hold this one up, and Vinny can hold that one.
Oh, how funny! It's a puzzle of herself.
Uh huh.
And it's Isla with her little
cute
with three of the Disney
Adorable.
Princesses. And then this one's like a collage of all things.
The morning show?
All things morning show. Which if you don't think so Isla will like this, I love puzzles. I always have a puzzle going. And I'll take this if you don't think you'll do it. Or you can do it and then give it to me once you're done with it. And then
oh, look at the old pictures of us. We were just kids.
We each got a tote bag. With our name on it. Here's yours, Vinny. It has your daughters on it. Oh, my God. So cute.
Oh, my. They
so
really
cute.
Did go crazy.
Chelsea. She'll be here today at 7.
She went nuts. And then
you know who's
so going to
love this?
Who?
The mom.
Her mom. And then she did. Apparently, you can do. These are like plastic plates. And you can get a photo on a plate. So like a kid would eat off a plastic plate. So here's Vinny's. I'm gonna hold these up to the camera.
Oh my
go to radioalice.com/watch. That'll take you right to the looking glass. Vaughn's running our cameras. Here we go. This first one says, "Oh my dog, I am so happy. I'm so handsome." And Vinny did some kind of Snapchat
it's a
filter.
Snapchat filter.
Where he's just all teeth and eyes.
Yeah.
It is the ugliest picture.
Or great.
And the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was his. Mine was, mine says, just whisper sexy food names to me. And it's a hideous selfie.
Oh,
that
I love
took.
That picture.
Oh, really? This
yes.
one?
Yes.
I'm just all
nice
crinkled
gums,
up.
Nice gums, though. Nice gums.
I know. The gums on that one are bigger than the teeth. Vaughn is all dressed up in his, and it says
Vaughn's all like, "Hey, what's up, ladies?"
It says snazzy. I wish it said beauty.
Oh, you know what?
But
I'm so
snazzy.
Upset with myself. So yesterday, Vaughn had posted that he was going to be spinning last night, and I meant to plug his event.
Oh no!
And then we walked out of here, and I thought of it on the way home. I was like.
Vaughn, you gotta like make a bigger announcement
and
about
so,
that
well,
stuff.
But see, you know what? That's the cool thing is that he's so cool about it.
Yeah,
and he doesn't bug us about stuff that I want to do it
little.
Even more.
Bug
you know?
Us a little. Yeah, let us know. Write it down. Put
he
it in
has
front of
an
us.
Event. Funny you mentioned that because he has an event that I wanted to mention tomorrow. Comedy night.
That's right. Tomorrow night, another THC comedy show with Big T hosting again. Rudy Ortiz will be in the building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Rudy Ortiz coming through. T Love, another great comic, and it's all going to be at Blue Dream Oakland at 1300 7th Street in Oakland, California. So I'll be spinning tunes again.
Did you see your plate that you got?
I did.
You look great.
It says snazzy, but I wish it said beauty.
I know that would
be so perfect.
Hey, so how'd it go last night?
Oh, it was so great. I love doing the 90s mixes because it's so much more freeing, you know, not all the mumble hip hop for the entire time.
Right.
But it was great. Went from 7 to 11 and I had a ball.
Good.
Well, congratulations on
Yay,
all your
Vaughn.
Successes.
And
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
Blue
night.
Blue Dream.
That's right. 7 right. to 11.
Thanks, Vaughn.
Here's Hooman's plate. It says, so I guess I'll start. And now we've peaked for the week.
Look at that.
And it's a picture of him.
That was at one of those, where was that? The House of Color or something like that?
Color Factory.
Yeah,
Color Factory.
So it almost looks like, have you ever seen, there's a filter where it turns you into like sort of pencil strokes?
Uh-huh.
Like a cartoon, like a you can change
that.
A photo okay. like that, so it sort of looks like that, and that's on his plate.
Yeah,
this is again Shutterfly just went overboard. I don't know what Brynn is eating here. It is a total mystery food. It could be corn. It also could be maybe like a Danish.
Oh, is it like the Mexican corn that he likes to eat?
Maybe. So this one says, "I've eaten a dog treat one time, and it was with Yuzette." So
oh, God.
His daughter can eat off of this plate. Mm. And can you make that out like? corn. And then the very best one is our girl Yuzette with the happiest look on her face and a hot dog headed toward home. Her mouth, I mean. And it says, I eat meat every day. I eat meat every day.
And it's a giant one.
It is a giant hot dog.
That was at the Fairmont. Yes, I am a size queen.
Size queen.
That was at the Fairmont Sonoma where they had the biggest dog. Ooh, I could eat that right now.
I could eat that right now, too.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Oh, man. They put up on the, I guess Vaughn does it, right? The little video clips.
Yeah.
They put up the
Vaughn
clip
Brad,
of
yeah.
you talking about how your husband's breath is the same as everywhere else.
What?
You know the one.
What?
Oh, the clip
they
where
did
you
that one?
That's yeah. the clip. And
you
it's,
guys did that one?
That's the clip.
Vaughn and goes, wasn't me.
That's
Brad,
a pretty
Brad
funny part
that?
Of the show.
Oh, my God.
So what does Brad have to watch the show and, like, pick? Does Brad pick the clips or do we pick the clips?
Well, Vaughn does his own clips. But Brad, I have been noticing, Brad's been really loving our show. And, like, he has for the last 20 years. But he's been picking up some stuff. I think... maybe corporate's like, you get those digital numbers up, sir.
You know what it is? Now he's in the Alice Nerd Network, so he's like,
he's all
fully,
in.
This is a great thing, Vinny. So are you going to
Do
I get to keep this puzzle?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to give it to you after I'm done?
No,
with it?
I they gave me one, so of course you should have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but once you make it, you can
make
it
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
pass
no,
it on.
I absolutely, you
I'm
should
super
take
excited.
That.
Thank you. My first birthday present of the day.
Yay!
Actually, my second, because one of our interns, who apparently is like a fantasy baker, you know, she made these brownies for Hooman's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost like fudge, but had like caramel and salt on the top. Did you eat one of those?
No.
Dude, why?
Because
they were so much better than the candy
you.
That was out
they
there.
They were sitting right in front of you.
And on top of the brownies being there, you brought in all of the Halloween candy that you guys
couldn't
eat.
I can't have it at
eat.
My house anymore. It's ridiculous. It's been 2 weeks and I'm just like, get this. I cannot eat candy every day. It is not good for my constitution. So she made those the other day ago. And then this morning, she brought in a big plate of snickerdoodles. And they're like, and I like snickerdoodles. They're fine. You know, not my favorite, not my least favorite. I took a bite. I'm like, oh, my God, this is my favorite
they're
cookie.
So
they're
delicious.
Like made of butter
and, some coconut
and also
in
butter.
There, huh?
Oh, yeah, they taste coconutty. Yeah. Oh, my God, they're so good.
Oh, I love coconut.
Oh, my God, you should really
I'm not
going
to do
just
it.
Just try one.
I can't.
So effing good.
Well, the girls went to go pick up some bagels. So.
Oh, is that
they'll
right?
Be back, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, this one was sort of for Hooman because, you know, joys of home ownership.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I thought you'd enjoy this. So, and as we sort of thought back as to when this might have happened, because it had been going on for a couple of days before we noticed it, which is not
oh, no.
good.
Is it a smell? Did the smell move from my office, from our office to your house?
Thankfully, there is no smell as of yet. But so on Friday, tomorrow, I'm having a very small birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, a few of my closest friends and family. And
Becky and Susan not invited.
Not invited.
Uninvited. Rescinded.
Invitation rescinded.
With love.
With nothing but love.
Right.
So we have sort of an outdoor room. And it's got a little bar in it with a it has like
is that
a,
like a patio room or
it's covered, you know, and it has mm-hmm. it has like a little fireplace in it, and so, you know, it's just sort of an outdoor room, like it's
right.
not, you know, it's not part of the house, it's just sort of a standalone thing, but it has a little bar in it, right? So it has a little fridge freezer in there under like a little counter. So, and it's, you know, it's all made of wood and it's
that sounds high end.
It's nice. It is nice.
It's,
you know,
Theravin.
It's yeah.
Right.
I don't do anything halfway.
Yep.
So your pants. Those probably you went halfway on those.
I did go halfway. I'm always at halfway because if I sit down, I'm like, well, the top button's got to be unbuttoned
right.
now.
Uh-huh.
That's where it's all wah.
Yeah.
Look what she's wearing. Oh,
I know.
God.
Your sneakers. I bet you went half price on those too.
I went halfway on these. There's no laces.
Right.
No laces. Halfway on everything except the things that I'm leaving behind.
Not to
behind
be rude.
Me.
Go ahead. You were saying.
That's fine. Please. I know myself. I'm 52 now. I think I can take it. So the fridge unit is like a pull-out. It's a pull-out drawer that's a fridge on the top and a pull-out drawer that's a freezer on the bottom that makes ice.
Yeah.
So we believe that last Sunday during the Patriots game, my brother or my husband, everyone goes in there to get ice. Somebody left the door to the freezer open a crack.
Your brother did it.
I am thinking it's my brother. I don't want to blame him because it could have been John.
Would never have done that.
John wouldn't have done it.
I agree.
I totally agree as well. But I don't want to blame my brother. You know, it's just a little unit. And
you need to think, door is ajar.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because the thing does have an alarm, but it must be really soft, and it must have just shut off after a while. So, and they're watching the game, and that's loud, and, you know, my brother couldn't be louder. So they didn't, for some reason, they didn't hear it. So then on Monday, when we had Johnny Mosley over, and we taped the podcast in that room, set it all up, and I vaguely remember, I'm pretty sure I did do this, I noticed that the door was open, just like a crack to the drawer, and I pushed it closed and thought nothing else of it. Mm-hmm. So yesterday.
Here we go. No one's used this whole time then.
So it was used Sunday. We used it Monday, and I think, I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure I closed that bottom drawer. That's
been
open.
Since Monday.
So Monday. So all day, the rest of the day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yesterday, midday, John comes out onto the deck. He goes, "Hey, I need you for something. I need you."
No, that's a good call. I'm going to try that one. Did you come running?
I did come running. I heard the note in his voice. I was like,
"What's
up?" Uh-oh. So me and my sister-in-law look at each other, and I go running across the lawn.
Was it the one thing?
No, he was standing on the deck with fully clothed.
Oh.
It was not the one thing. I didn't even think of that until you just said that. Today is our one thing day. Oh. If he said it today, I'd know what he wanted. So I go over and I look in, and there's a rug on the floor there, and it's not a wood floor. It's like a I don't know. It's so snap. It looks like a wood floor, but it isn't. It's like that weird, like sort of. It's they're flat tiled. It's not even tile. I don't even know how to say it. It's like manufactured wood look-alike stuff. But it's supposed to be waterproof.
Pergo.
It's not really Pergo
but
either.
Something like that.
It's like that,
okay.
Right. So
got
it's
it.
But they're wider. And I think they're even like a plastic composite. But they have some. So, but the whole structure is wood. And, you know, it's not like there's a vapor barrier underneath it because it's outdoors.
Yeah.
So I put my foot on. I go to walk in and the rug is full of water. Like the whole room is coated in a quarter inch of water, and it's I can see that it's going up the side. The wall, like everything is soaked. And he's like, "Oh my god, I just noticed." So we think what happened is when the thing was left open for one day, all the freezer did not operate, mm-hmm. and was everything melted, which is fine. There was nothing in there really. It's just a freezer, and so all the ice melted and froze in the container that holds the ice. So it's a big block of ice. Then I closed it on Monday, and the thing started making ice again.
Oh.
Because the block
so
of
just
ice.
Just piled on top of that?
The block of ice, which was level with the top, like the, you know, it was just level. So the block of ice, every time it would drop ice, the ice would just go off to the sides and go behind the drawer and be in the
anywhere
thing.
It can find
anywhere
room.
It could go. And then the thing would fill back up with water. And then that ice would melt because it wasn't in the bin or whatever. But I don't know how it happened. I don't even know exactly what went on with it. But we open up the thing and just water comes pouring out of the bottom of the unit. There's a block of ice on the inside, wet ice on the inside. It was like, oh, my God. The rug must have weighed 450 pounds as we're trying to get it out of there.
Right.
We're wet vacuuming it and trying to soak all the water out of it. The couch and the chairs are all, you know, the legs are all wet.
The couch is ruined, too?
Oh, no, it's fine. I mean, hopefully nothing is ruined.
Yeah, and it's just water.
It is just water.
Basically, that thing, well, water.
I know.
Yeah, but better than color of some kind.
It's also everything that is built on is pressure treated lumber. It can get wet as long as it's not like, you know, a season of wetness.
But that thing was just basically malfunctioning all week.
It was malfunctioning and dumping water all week long. And it was being collected by the rug. So the rug was very absorbent.
Thank you,
it's an outdoor rug, too. It's like, you know, probably polyester or plastic
of some
kind. So
was there a smell? I thought you were leaving.
There wasn't.
To a
no,
smell.
No smell. But that we had, you know, we're having this party and we would like to use this room.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday. And the rug is just completely soaked. And so, and there is really no sun right now. It's just too cold. You can't lay something out in the sun and expect
get
it to
ashes
dry.
Get on it.
So, I don't so know. So, we're, you know, we wet dry vacked it a couple of times yesterday and we'll see. But I just thought you would enjoy because I know how much you love
the joys of home.
Well,
joys of home ownership.
My
God, we are late.
Oh,
I have some questions.
I started late. Well, ask
it's
him
Friday.
After. Listen, we have a big show today. We have a special guest today. Actually, we have a couple of special guests. Comic Gina Yashir is in studio with us at 7:30. She's, if you watch The Daily Show regularly, you've totally seen her. She's an English woman, black comedian, and she's at the Punchline this weekend.
Right.
So I can't wait to meet her. And then at 8 o'clock, Michael Franti's coming by. He is premiering at the Norse Theater where he's going to be playing?
Yeah.
Tonight is the... Rockers. We're going to have... Yeah, the Rockers Ballhumen at the Fairmont, and then we're going to have tickets to the after party.
Oh, awesome.
So then he is also promoting the Norse Theater, his movie...
You Stay Human.
Uh-huh.
Which is tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So he has a big weekend, and so he's going to stop by.
He posted on his Instagram that he's coming in.
Oh, yay!
His 100,000 followers are going to be tuning
excellent.
In.
Fantastic. So that's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we'll move the music a little early. And plus, I have a feeling today is just going to be a crazy one. The Friday before vacation always is. So we'll take a quick break, listen to a song. Let's do this one. I'll move that there. KLSC, KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.